Happy New Year, everybody. This is Big Bubba with the Dining at Disney podcast, and I'm here with travel guru Kristen, and she has another great deal for you. Kristen, tell them all about it.
Okay, well, you can catch the last bit of the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration by saving up to $400 on a four-night, four-day room and ticket package at select Disney Resort hotels. This is good for most Sundays through Thursday nights, now through February 28th, and then most nights March 1st through March 30th.
And how can everybody get a hold of you for this deal?
They can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Happy New Year. I love it, Bubba. Kristen, it's good to be back here. Don't forget, a portion of today's episode of Dining at Disney podcast is made possible by the generous donation of these Shure SM7V microphones. Check them out. The SM7B is a dynamic microphone with both USB and XLR outputs, so you can use it plugging straight into your computer or into your interface for some awesome pro-level audio sounds. Make your voice sound amazing with the Shure Plus Motive app that comes with a microphone. Level up big time this year. It's a new year. You deserve new awesome mic sounds for your content creation, podcast, or webcast, what have you. Learn more at our link there for Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com, and the MV7 podcast microphone. Also, Gator Framework Studio, stands and accessories for podcasters, content creators, music, lighting, AV equipment, and more. Check out GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I am Big Bubba, and I am back after a little month-long hiatus. But Happy New Year, guys, and Happy New Year, everybody out there. Let's hope 2023 is a great one, huh?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Aljon here, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan. I'm recording this show for all you people out there. So happy New Year and welcome to the show.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Today, we have got Disney food news. We're going to talk about some new menu items for the 100th anniversary of the Disney company.
Amazing.
What?
100 years of Disney.
Yeah.
I saw the Disney, the D23 packet that you're going to get this year with a statuette.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that looks cool.
Shit, yo.
That looks really cool.
So cool.
So we're going to be talking about some of those menu items that Bubba has located on the Disneyland app for food, as well as the Disney Cruise Line, some of the treats that you're going to find for when they do Marvel Day at Sea. And Disney is launching a new promotion for Walt Disney World, and it includes a Disney dining card. So we're going to be talking about that and what that may mean for the return of the Disney dining plan.
I mean, they're actually going to do it. Wow. They're actually going to do it. You think?
It is. It's a done deal. Like, I've got the PDF right here.
Oh, for the
Disney dining promotion.
Oh, for the promotion.
Yes, it's the dining card. So we're going to be talking about that. Card.
Well, I know that that's a done deal. Well, anyway, I think I got
my Disney dining card right here. That'd be like, you know, like Diner's Club.
Oh my gosh, Diner's Club.
It's like, remember that?
Yeah, let me whip out my entertainment card and get 15% off this purchase.
The bald guy from Annie, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. Was it Kojak that did that, right?
Kojak, yeah. It was Kojak.
Diner's Club, I'll take it everywhere. It's not American Express, but it's okay. It gives me discounts.
Yeah.
Dating ourselves is only we older people remember that.
Okay, so Bubba, you want to talk about those new menu items?
Well, yes, I will.
Disney
100 years. Well, Stanley just celebrated. I mean, he had his 100th birthday the other day. So rest in peace, Dan. Happy 100th. And Disney is going to be turning 100 in, I don't know exactly when. I don't know the exact date, but the celebration is getting started. in the 9th over here at Disneyland, we're going to have some great new menu items and a couple new magic key things that you can start getting. So starting the 9th, January 9th, this Friday, I believe I sent you a picture, Aljon. We have a magic key bucket coming out for all you magic key holders, and it's back refillable popcorn for $1.50 every time you bring the bucket back in. Just make sure you show your magic key pass when you do purchase the refills. I don't know the exact price on the bucket yet, but they'll start selling them this Friday, and you can get $1.50 refills on popcorn until February 12th. So that's pretty awesome. At a couple new restaurants, you will start enjoying new items. So let's start with Jolly Holiday. There's the bucket right there. Nice. I mean, it's the perfect size. And I'm sorry, Disneyland popcorn is just amazing. If you guys haven't had it, I don't know what you're missing out on. If you have an allergy, I understand. But but it's so good. As soon as you walk into Main Street, you guys smell the popcorn, right? I mean, it's just so good.
Who doesn't love that smell?
At Jolly Holiday, we're going to have a chocolate strawberry macaroon, which is a chocolate macaroon with dark chocolate mousse and strawberry compote filling, the chocolate caramel strawberry tart, caramel and chocolate ganache shortbread tart, red colored white chocolate mousse and sea salt, the chocolate mousse brownie, a Mickey Mouse shaped blueberry scone, a couple of specialty teas, and strawberry stuffed croissants with strawberry pastry cream, strawberry kooey, and powdered sugar. And a new lunch dinner item. This is for late night dining. Now, what's cool, I didn't even find out about this until we went to the park a couple weeks ago. There is a late night dining menu at Jolly Holidays that starts after 9 p.m. or 8 or 9 p.m. So, yeah, like that's after dark. You know how Jack in the Box has their like late night munchy menu? This is kind of like it. You know, a lot of the munchy stuff that you can get, but they will start having a beef birria toasted cheese with it is with pepper jack cheese, onion, cilantro, salsa verde, sourdough on with some consomme. So you can start enjoying that late night at Jolly Holiday. At Alien Pizza Planet, you will be able to get the chicken enchilada pasta, which is the chef choice pasta, grilled chicken, corn and onion relish, creamy tomatillo sauce, crema and cilantro and corn. That's legit. And this one, I want to try this one. The chorizo con papa pizza, which is a classic pizza sauce, mozzarella, queso fresco, sliced potatoes, chorizo, and marinated red onion garnished with cilantro and chives.
That sounds exciting, man. That's so exciting. I'm like going, that chorizo con papa pizza. I mean, you have all my favorite things on there, man.
You can't. That sounds really good. So that's going at Alien Pizza Planet. At Bengal Barbecue, they will have a pineapple shrimp skewer, island-inspired grilled shrimp, spicy sausage, and sweet pineapple. Galactic Grill will start offering chocolate red velvet parfait with a layer of chocolate pudding, red velvet sponge cake, chocolate mousse, crushed chocolate, cream-filled cookies, or a blackberry cucumber limeade also. And for their entrees, they will have a grilled pineapple hamburger, which is an Angus beef patty, grilled spiced ham and pineapple, tarragoshi slaw, and sweet mayonnaise on a toasted brioche bun. The mushroom Philly sandwich, which is sauteed mushrooms, bell pepper, caramelized yellow onions, crispy fried spiced red onions, chives on a sourdough hoagie roll with your choice of fries or yogurt. Let's go to Hungry Bear. They will have the loaded chocolate chip funnel cake, which is cookie crumbles, chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, whipped topping, and chocolate sauce. Let's see.
Delish.
The Red Rose Tavern, they'll have a couple things. They'll have a strawberry tea, which is strawberry flavored tea with silver sparkling edible dust. The Gray Stuff Gusto cookie and cream mousse and red velvet cake with raspberry center. A tavern cold brew, caramel, vanilla, and cinnamon cold brew with cream. And for some entrees, they'll have They'll bring in some chicken tenders. I don't know if they've had chicken tenders there before. It's usually a sandwich place, but it's with a tavern potato bites and a dipping sauce.
I want to hold off one second. Gusto's gray stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious because you got Pixar and Disney for a mashup for a food item.
Yeah, food item, right? Beauty and the Beast Beauty and Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, I love that.
My two favorites.
That's right.
Beauty Tattooey. That's
what we'll call Beauty Tooey.
Beauty Tooey. Oh, Rudy. Beauty Tooey.
Oh, I was going to say, wah, bah, bah, loo, bah, bah, wah, bah, bah, bah.
At Refreshment Corner, the barbecue picnic dog, pulled pork topped foot long hot dog with Coca-Cola barbecue sauce and coleslaw. The Coca-Cola barbecue sauce is legit. They had it on the ribs at Flo's. It is.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Award winners will have a Cubano dog, Mojo pork, ham, pepper jack, pickled, and Mojo mustard on a toasted, let me see, Tellera bread? I don't know what that kind of bread is. Tellera bread. And the maple blueberry, it's a blueberry maple bacon funnel cake fries. It's with sugar and bacon candy coated in sugar, maple syrup, whipped topping, bacon, and blueberry compote.
Wow.
I don't know about the blueberry.
I don't know about the blueberry, but
the rest of it.
You're like, oh, I love blueberry. Oh, man.
I don't know about blueberry with maple bacon. And bacon. With
maple bacon? Oh, I got to try it. You got to try it.
Maybe a strawberry with maple and bacon, maybe.
I mean, it's bacon. What doesn't go good with bacon?
Honestly, it's not bad, but it's just blueberries a very, very interesting choice.
Really?
It must be a seasonal thing. Anyway.
Especially when you're pairing it with something that's maple.
Yeah, because blueberry is very.
I guess we're thinking about blueberry pancakes. I guess.
Yeah, put maple syrup on them. Right?
I don't.
And you eat it with bacon. I'm sorry. How do you get the pancake on a stick too, or you know, stuff like that? At Clarebell's, they'll have a chocolate brownie sundae that will come in a magic key Mickey ear bowl, hat bowl, and that is fudge brownie, Rocky Road ice cream, and a hard chocolate shell with topping served on chocolate dipped waffle cone. What else? And the Manganada. Yes, we'll say that. And it is two scoops of mango sorbet layered with chamoy, fresh mango chunks, and chili lime seasoned rim. Mm-hmm. I don't need fun. That's really good. The Cozy Cone will have a sweet and sour churro, a churro tossed in salt and lime flavored sugar with sweet lime glaze. They'll have a new beer called the La Bodega from Highway 77. It's a Highway 77 collage style beer, 7.5 or 7.2 ABV. That's pretty good. I'd like that. The esquite corn fritters, which is a chili lime seasoning, cilantro lime dressing, cojita cheese, and pico de gallo with corn fritters. And at Flo's, the spicy guacamole bacon burger with your choice of Mandarin cutie or steak fries. A Hollywood Lounge is going to have a whole list of new beers coming out. They're going to have even a strawberry margarita, a margarita flight with watermelon, cucumber, mango margarita with chili lime seasoning, a dragon fruit soju mule with soju. You have to believe that. Soju. That's right.
That's right.
Soju, dragon fruit syrup, lime juice, and ginger ale garnished with Dole dragon fruit.
I drank so much soju back in Japan. It was ridiculous.
Oh, really? Is it, what kind of alcohol is it? Is it like a,
it's like, kind of,
is it like sake almost? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Kind of like sake.
Very clear.
That can be sake too. But like I said, they're going to have a lot of new beers at Hollywood Lounge. At Pacific Wharf, they're going to have a Chipotle chicken sandwich, Chipotle marinated chicken, Havarti cheese, avocado spread, and crispy bacon served on a sun-dried tomato Asiago focaccia bread. That's a mouthful. At Pim's, you will be able to get the shrimp salad. It's a shrimp salad with iceberg, leaf lettuce, couscous, quinoa, tomatoes, olives, feta cheese, red pepper, and citrus vinaigrette. And at Schmozy's, the watermelon lemonade or a banana shake with whipped topping. At Smoke Jumper's Grill, the bacon cheeseburger loaded fries, fries, ground beef, bacon, cheddar, onions, pickles, burger sauce, and tomatoes. They'll also have the raspberry blue lemonade, a sweet tea lemonade, and a strawberry shortcake shake. At Studio Catering Company, Asian beef burrito, which is Korean marinated beef, kimchi, fried rice, and bacon. Wow. Gochujang cabbage salad. Gochujang, I believe I'm saying that right. Cabbage salad and almonds with toasted ramen topped with gochujang aioli and a Korean fried chicken slider. Korean fried chicken topped with the gochujang sauce, kimchi, coleslaw, pickled onion served on a sweet Hawaiian bread. Wow. And if, like I said, there's a Craftsman Bar and Grill in California Adventure. They have a hot dog of the month, and this one is the Banh Mi hot dog for January, which is a hot dog with cucumber, carrot, jalapeno, ginger, and spicy aioli served with French fries. So a lot of new menu items. And not only that, we don't have the menu yet, but Magic Key Terrace will have a lot new items too, just for you Magic Key holders. We tried to go, man, but it's sold out. It's booked every day now. So it's a very popular place, that Magic Key Terrace.
Wow.
That their menu is off the chain from what I understand. So hopefully we can get in one day. But yeah, there's your 100th menu right there for Disneyland. Like I said, they start January 9th. And who knows how long they'll last. So I believe the party officially starts the 27th when Mickey's Runaway Train and everything opens up in Toontown.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice. It's legit. It's great. Another American iconic company turning a 3-digit birthday. And yeah, it sounds good. I don't think there's anything on those menu items that I wouldn't love.
No, the pizzas look. I got that traditional Papa pizza. Yeah, that signed me up.
That's number one in my book. Number one in my mind. Number one in my heart. Hopefully, number one in my stomach soon. So.
Oh yeah. So Marvel Day at Sea.
Yay.
That's going to be taking place on the Disney Dream, and it will have Marvel superheroes as well as the villains. It's an all-day entertainment. They will be debuting Captain America, Sam Wilson, Mighty Thor, and many others. But what we're here to talk about are the sweet treats that are coming. If you head over to Vanellope's Sweets and Treats, they're going to have some delicious cupcake. There's an Iron Man cupcake made with vanilla sponge cake and vanilla frosting. Jack would like this. The Spider-Man cupcake made with chocolate devil cake and white chocolate mousse. They're also going to have a Baby Groot marshmallow stick. A
marshmallow
sandwich.
So cool.
With dulce de leche filling and a Captain America brownie. There will be other things to enjoy as well, but those are what we know about as of now.
How cool do these look? I mean, you've got the brownie with the Marvel logo on it. You've got the Groot log, basically, with marshmallows, and it's got the little meringue drops in there that look like little mushrooms on a log. It's just
It's awesome. Like moss grow, like moss and grass growing on a log. That's cool.
So cool. It's so cool. So I'm totally down with that. And maybe this year will be a great year for us to go on a Disney cruise, because
we've been talking about it. Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Well, look, I think we all need to get together and maybe think about doing a Disney cruise together with a bunch of friends and going, because the great news is that Boo and Jack will be at that age where we can put them in those programs and they'll have fun. You know, with those programs, possibly. At least I think they'll be that, you know, at that age.
Hey, we better work on potty training Jack.
You got to work on potty training Jack. It's going to happen.
Oh, they're on the sea. They could pee in the pool.
Yeah, because
a day at sea, a day at peak.
Yeah, you have to be potty trained to do the kids club stuff because you pay for the nursery. You always have to be with us.
Yeah. Oh, little one. Okay.
Okay. So on to Disney's latest promotion that they've got going on.
Excited.
Dining card.
Dining card. What they have is a stay, play, and dine. This is going to be for this summer. And if you purchase a 5-night, 4-day Walt Disney World Travel Company non-discounted room and ticket package, you can save up to $750 with the Disney Dining promo card. And it's good for food and beverage at select locations. You can book that starting tomorrow, January 5th. And it's going to be good for arrivals June 25th through September 14th of this year. It's very interesting because depending on when you arrive depends on the value you get. So for value resorts, you're either going to get $50 or $35. Moderates are either going to be $50 or $75. And deluxe is either $150 or $125, and that is per night.
Awesome.
So it'll be interesting to see how this works. What I'm curious about is, are we seeing the test run of the future of the Disney Dining Plan? Is this what it's going to, are they test running this to see like, hey, do people like this? Do they want it? Are they going to be into it? Can we scale back and not come back with the Disney Dining Plan and this be the new version of it? I think that's what this is about.
I think you're right. Wow. I think this is a great test run for them because it's kind of like getting onboard credit for a cruise.
I kind of prefer, though, the Disney Dining Plan. Though.
I prefer the Disney Dining Plan for a lot of reasons, one of which is that there's certain value attached to, or there's not a certain value attached to the meals. It's a meal. This is your offering of, you know, the entree, the appetizer and dessert and non-alcoholic beverage or alcoholic beverage. If you wanted to upgrade.
No, right? now it's alcohol beverage for 21 and up or specialty drink.
Right.
Yeah. For so those not
there was a little bit more flexibility. Now that you're tied into having a particular dollar amount, it does limit what you are going to spend. And when that money is gone, the money is gone. And I guess it really depends on how you and your family or your friends, when you go visit the resort, how you intend on spending, you know, how you eat. Right. What joy, because maybe all you do is do a lot of snacks and everything. And maybe this might work out more in your favor. Maybe. I don't know.
The thing is, $35 per night, not per person. It's per night. Mm-hmm. That's not going to go very far with the family of four.
No,
it is not.
You're not even going to cover one quick service meal for the day.
Oh, no. So. No, that's maybe lunch for two adults.
Two people. That's about it.
Good gratuity. Just depending on where you're dining.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
So we will be keeping an eye on this and how well this seems to do and what everybody is saying on social media about this. Cause I'm kind of curious to if we will see the return of the Disney Dining Plan or if this is the sign of what the Disney Dining Plan is going to.
I believe this is a harbinger of things to come.
I think so too.
But you look at, when was the last time the Disney Dining Plan was actually made available? That was what, 2018?
No, 2020.
2020. There was a version of it. Okay.
Yeah, 2020. It went soon as the pandemic happened.
Okay.
Is when that stopped. Because they closed down, and then when they reopened, they didn't bring it back. They're just doing
it. It seems like a millennia ago, honestly. I feel, anyway. You guys know I feel. You listen to
it was.
Hey, yeah. I mean, you listen to the show, and it seems like just so far away.
you know, lockdown and a whole different life. But I'm happy that we're here now. And
it's a new year.
It's a new year. It's a new me. It's a new you. It's a new year. And I'm okay with that.
We'll see what Disney does with everything.
I want to know what you guys are you hoping this is the return of the Disney dining plan? Do you hope this is the future of the Disney dining plan? You know, that it is evolving into this. You know, what are your thoughts, guys? So leave in our comments section, because we would love to hear what you think about this Disney dining card promotion.
Bye. Hot take on it is that it should be Disney Dining Card separate from Disney Dining Plan. Although, if this is how they're going to be implementing a Disney Dining Plan using, on, you know, number limits, card, you know, whatever, those type of incentives, and I guess that's what it is. I'd rather take that than nothing.
But again, this is what you're going to get when you book. So I'm wondering, you know, you're not going to pay $35 to get 35, you know, I mean, it's Disney dining plan. You were paying for it before, unless it was part of a promotion. So maybe this is the sign that this Disney dining plan is going to come back in some form, but that the Disney dining plan free promotion will no longer happen again, that this is the new promotion they're going to run.
True.
They should hook up people staying at the resorts. I mean, it's, You're paying for the resort, and I mean, you're not going to lose money on food if you make stuff a little bit cheaper for people on that if they go on the dining plan, or give them a bigger card, you know, stuff like that. Just, I mean, they're not losing money when it comes to food at all. I mean, it's just, they could charge an arm and a leg, and people.
Oh yeah, because they charge so much for you to get, you know, a Coke. Yeah. And that's
$4 now, just $4 right there. For that. Yeah. $6 to get the bottles almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, that's all money. That's just,
it's all pure profit.
Yeah. So just give the people staying at the resort something to, like, oh man, if we stay at the resort, we'll be able to eat a little bit cheaper, you know? So
if you're interested in this deal, you need to go ahead and contact Kristen now.
Yes.
Take advantage of the best times and the best deals and the best cards with the biggest discounts. So go ahead and do it, because, time is running out.
Yeah. Or go call Kojak and get that dining card.
Oh, Telly Kojak.
Telly Savalas, that's his name.
Telly Savalas. Yes.
Yeah. Get the Diners Club. It's still around.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh.
I bet Telly Savalas didn't know we'd be talking about him on this episode. More than anyone else. Think about being relevant.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life. It's the king of his life.
Okay, well, any which way.
Telly Savalas and King and I, right? It's Telly Savalas, right?
I don't know.
Daddy Warbucks. And
Daddy Warbucks, baby.
Right?
I bet you
there's a bunch of dining at Disney fans. Just, you know, I could see Tammy Tuckey looking at us right now, just throwing stuff at the monitor. It's like, Aljo, you're wrong. You're so wrong. I know my musicals and you don't.
That's funny.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. If you enjoy what we do, please support the show. We appreciate that. And you can do that by becoming a sponsor on Anchor or shopping our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer. And all you have to do is head over to diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below, click one of those links. Bobby, you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
You could find us everywhere on the World Wide Web. Just type in Dining at Disney, diningatdisney.com. Also, if you go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just type in Dining at Disney. You'll see us. Give us a like, comment on all our stuff, and just let us know how we're doing. If you want to get a hold of me on Instagram, big_Bubba_B. So just give me a friend request on there. And if you, like we said, if you're traveling anywhere, if you guys want to go anywhere around this world, especially Disney, talk to Kristen right there. themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Give her an email and she'll hook you up. Aljon, where can everybody find you?
Yo, find me at Aljon Go on Instagram, and you'll be able to get more silliness by listening to our other shows. You can check out all of our podcasts, The Sorcerer Radio, Disney Fun Zone. I'm just totally messing up here because I'm going. Okay, let's back up the track. So you can check out The Disney List with me and Dave Bossert. You can also
The Disney
check-
List.
Oh, you can find out. Can we just edit that out?
I've got it.
Do it, Kristen.
Podcast. You can check out our other podcast. The Disney List is the one that Aljon and I do together.
I was doing so
then
good
there's
earlier.
Also Skull Rock Podcast that Aljon co-hosts with Dave Bossert. And then our cat, she's got her little bite-sized pod.
Podcast, not one of our four rescued cats. Our cats don't.
I didn't mean our...
That's what I thought she meant. I'm like, did your new cat get a show and I don't know about it?
She's a superstar. She didn't even know it.
You can follow Kat on Instagram at Kat, C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. Don't forget to check out our Facebook groups. We've got Dining at Disney. Lots of stuff going on there. You can also check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Until next time, I'm Kristen. With me has been Bubba and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
You're fired from ad-libbing.
I didn't mean to ad-lib. I was trying to read it.
It wasn't even that. It was reading. He was like,
my eye is tired, and my eyes are like skipping from one thing to the another. And I know it's color coded too. You see this inside baseball, and I'm leaving this all in the podcast, y'all. Like bonus features of Aljon messing up yet again. Have a good night. Have a good week, everybody.
Yes. Oh.